It's time once again for another edition of the Gaming Gang Extra, proudly sponsored by Victory Point Games. For this edition, I spend time with Reaper Miniatures' very own Brian Stilts, as recorded at Origins 2011. We'll discuss the various lines of Reaper Minis and much, much more. And, as you probably already know, I'm your host, Jeff McAleer. I'm a huge fan of miniature games of all kinds and have spent years and years painting figs of any and all sizes. So I was very pleased to have had a chance to find out more about all things Reaper Miniatures. Let's give a listen. I'm joined by Brian Stilts from Reaper Miniatures, and we're going to talk about some of the available core rule systems that are through Reaper, and maybe even some of your favorite figures with moving out the doors at a rapid pace. How is Origins treating you so far?
It's pretty good. We always like coming to these shows, get a chance to meet the public, the people who buy our figures all the time, and it really just re-energizes us to be here, so I always enjoy it.
As far as with Reaper, I'm the first one to point out I've bought some of the miniatures in the past, gone to Gen Con, picked them up, things like that. I'm a big fan of, I guess we would say, are more of a display piece than a gaming piece. Well, painted hundreds and hundreds of miniatures. You've got some rules systems that are available for the figures that you sell.
Our main game that we have is Warlord. And last year at Gen Con, we premiered the Savage North, which is our first expansion to Warlord. It's a damage track system. For those that have played HeroClix or Mage Knight or the other clicky style games, Our first damage track system game actually came out before those, but it's a very similar idea. It's that as the model takes damage, it degrades in its ability to fight. Its defenses go down, its combat abilities and all those things degrade. Warlord is a simplified version. A given model might have only one track. It might have three or four. Almost nothing has more than, say, six tracks, even the really big monsters. But it's not tracked on a clicky dial like a lot of the other game systems. These are tracked on a card that you simply have next to you, and you simply know which line you're on.
No clicks involved.
No clicks involved at all. You don't have to pick up the mini and adjust it and then set it back down. So it's a basic fantasy game. Warlord Savage North introduces a faction of giants and factions of dwarves that are giant slayers, wild elves, a faction of wolfmen called the Kaborlas, and then dark elves. So.
And you also have another system, don't you? Is Warlords the only one?
We're in development right now on a game called Reich of the Dead, and that's World War II era combat, and the dead have begun rising. And it's a fairly old meme. It's been done before, but our twist on it is that they're not strictly zombies. They're demonic hosts. So the demons come into the world and infest the bodies, and some of them are very zombie-like, and others of them have, you know, gigantic wings and horns and terribly demonic visages. But it works off the same track system that Warlord and our Cav game, which launched the track system over 10 years ago, were based off of.
That must be what I had run across, because I thought there were two systems. So there is one in the works that's coming out, and who can't get enough of zombie Nazis? I mean, come on. Everybody loves them.
For a value of love, yes.
Yes, exactly. They're, to a certain extent, we wouldn't marry any, I guess we would say. Now, as far as the various lines of figures that you have, you've got some pretty creative lines out there. Tell us about some of those.
Well, our biggest line, our most popular, is Dark Heaven Legends. And the Dark Heaven figures have been around for, oh goodness, going on 14 years now. And Dark Heaven Legends has, it's a top talent in the industry. You got Sandra Garrity, Bobby Jackson, Werner Klock, Gene Van Horn, Bob Rodolphe, Julie Guthrie, Jason Wiebe. A bunch of other names. I'm sure I'm going to forget people and insult them.
Not intentionally.
These are your fantasy miniatures. This is for your core audience that are looking for games for your Dungeons & Dragons, your Pathfinder, your Arcanus, whatever system you're into.
Sure.
And then we've got our Warlord line, which in addition to supporting the Warlord game, there is a nod given towards with product we release for Warlord. We want to make sure that because it follows that fantasy genre, that those figures also have a home in your tabletop role-playing game. So if you are playing D&D and you want something that's a little more edgier, the Warlord has a very different visual style than our Dark Heaven.
Okay.
So it's just as compatible with the fantasy line, but it's stylistically different. We also have the Chronoscope line, which is our everything but the kitchen sink line. Right. Chronoscope's got cowboys, it's got superheroes, it's got...
lots of girls with guns.
Lots of girls, your anime girls with guns. It's got your sci-fi troopers that, you know... are non-copyright infringing.
Right, sure, yes.
Which can be difficult to do with sci-fi.
Of course.
Everybody likes their licensed games, you know, and that's something we're very careful to avoid. But you've got everything, superheroes and cowboys and gangsters and zombies, and then we've got the Pathfinder license, so we do all the licensed Pathfinder figures for Paizo, and that's all figures based off of the artwork you'll find in the various Pathfinder books. Here at the show, we're premiering the Savage Worlds miniatures line, which is a license based off the popular Savage Worlds game system. It includes Deadlands and Runepunk and a couple of other things, so these will all be figures based off the artwork from things available from Studio 2 Publishing.
Okay.
And then we've also got our Legendary Encounters line, which is a pre-painted plastic figures in non-blind, non-random packaging.
I did see those.
Yeah. And that's something that a lot of people, I hear it a lot. I go, Reaper does plastic minis. Reaper does plastic minis. We do them pre-painted. Right now we only have about 35 figures in the line. I can't keep up with the production schedule that the spellcasters who live by the ocean had when they were doing it. We are able to come out with between 4 and 12 every year. And, you know, it's growing slowly and steadily, and the idea is that so many companies have gone into plastic. Rackham did it, Watsy did it, and they've either found success or not. And it's either, if you're successful, it's great, and if you're not successful, it's very damaging to the company. And so we're taking it slow and careful and trying to make sure that whether it's successful or it isn't. And right now all indications are that it has been very successful. But it's very low risk for us. It's not going to damage the company. But, you know, the key selling point for them really is that they're in our clear blister package that our standard figures are. So if you need some goblins for tonight's game, you walk up to the counter, you buy a pack of goblins, you know what you're getting when you buy it. You're not buying a pack that has six figures in it, and one of them might be a goblin or maybe it isn't.
Right.
I did take a quick look at some of the pre-paints, and I'll be the first to point out, they're, for pre-paints, very nice. We're not talking HeroScape kind of quality pre-paints or things like that that people would be used to. These look like figures that you wouldn't be embarrassed if you were a serious mini player. You wouldn't be embarrassed to have that on the table next to your beloved lead.
Well, we had the master copies for those were all painted by professional painter Ann Forrester. Multiple award-winning, including several Golden Demons and things like that. Very prestigious. She has learned a lot. We've been actually doing the plastics for over 4 years now. And in the last 4 years, we've learned a lot about what they're capable of replicating and what techniques they just can't quite reproduce. They actually use a mechanical process. Mm-hmm. And they mask the part of the minis off, and then they spray the color on, and they apply a new mask and so on. And not unlike airbrushing techniques.
I was going to say, I airbrushed for years and years and years, 1/6 scale figures all the time, so I know exactly what you're talking about. I've actually applied some of those techniques, too, to some larger figures, too. So,
yeah. A lot of people have started to discover airbrushing for the larger figures. Mm-hmm. But there's certain things you can do with a mask, and there's other things that you just have to freehand on. And so we've learned that the more we can avoid the freehanded part of the application, the better the quality we're going to get out of our factory. So we've learned how to work with that to get a really good product that's capable of being replicated by machine over and over and over.
Is there anything on the horizon besides our beloved Nazi zombies that you might want to be able to talk about? Any new lines coming out, some new additions that people want to add to their collections?
Really, right now, the Savage Worlds line that we're premiering right here, it won't actually be available in retail stores for, I think, about 2 weeks from today. So it's going to be a little while before anybody can get their hands on it that's not here at Origins. And then Reich of the Dead, that one's still in development. I've been seeing the interior shots of the book and the artwork for that, and it's coming along really nicely. A little slower than would have been anticipated. We'd hoped to have it for this show, and unfortunately it's not ready yet. It's still in playtesting. So, but beyond that, at this point, it's just keeping going. Reap releases 20 new figures every month. Mm-hmm. And so logistically, keeping on top of the new figures for every month, there's something new for Dark Heaven, for Warlord, for Pathfinder, and now for Savage Worlds, for our P65 miniatures line. keeping all of that going consumes a lot of our resources. Of course. So adding a sixth figure line or a seventh figure line or a third paint line or something like that, mm-hmm. probably not going to come in the immediate future.
Reaper Miniatures, made in America?
Made in Texas.
Texas is part of America, isn't it?
I think technically, yes.
Sometimes the Texans don't want to be, but yes. So, yes, buying American, going to Reaper Miniatures. Now, let's say for the folks out there, they're not going to have a chance to go to Origins. They're not going to have a chance to go to Gen Con. Number one, your website's fantastic. There's lots of inspirational gallery photos there. In fact, I utilized one for an introduction, my preparing figures to be painted. I believe it was Spirit of the Forest was the title of the figure. Am I correct on? I know you got hundreds of figures, but big tree.
The big tree going and weavy. He's got the mushrooms growing out of it. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, I love that.
Awesome figure. One thing I do want to kind of finish up with, well, two things. Number one, I like to ask people that I interview, what do you enjoy playing that is not Reaper Miniatures, is not involved with your company? Throw a game out that you really enjoy playing.
Pandemic.
There you go.
You are the second person who's told me Pandemic. So you and Leah Sugar from Out of the Box love Pandemic. I'm not a big fan, but that's okay. I'm one of the few who's not. But
see, in my opinion, it's Pandemic is the most fun you'll have losing a board game.
Good point. That's true. That's very true. Other thing, as I was going to start to say, as far as the folks who can't get to Origins, can't get to Gen Con, Gen Con's got to be huge for you, I assume. Bigger than Origins easily.
Oh, absolutely.
What would be the website that they could go visit to see some of the fantastic figures and the rule sets that are available so maybe they could order online?
www.reapermini.com.
Fantastic. Brian, thank you so much for taking time away from the booth. I know you are super busy over there, so I don't want to keep you much longer because... you know, you got miniatures to sell.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
So there you have it. A big thank you to Brian Stiltz for spending a few minutes to give me the lowdown on all things Reaper Miniatures. And a shout out of thanks to our sponsor, Victory Point Games. You can find them at victorypointgames.com. Be sure to join Elliot and I for the latest edition of the podcast for news, views, and reviews. So until then, thanks for listening.